Blog Talk Radio.
Build, grow, and enjoy. It's Build, Grow, and Enjoy this week here on Blog Talk Radio and also BGE Radio out of Atlanta, GA. Bob Cahoon with us today here on the program, and Bob has an amazing background. Bob, would you like to give us a brief introduction on your background, and then we'll talk about the topic at hand here.
Well, I was a star athlete in high school. I graduated with scholarships in swimming and music, and I moved from small town Iowa to Florida, became a lead singer of a rock and roll band that sat at the door of a record deal with CBS Records, toured with Foghat, Blue Oyster Cult, Pat Travers, Molly Hatchet, list goes on and on and on. It all crashed and burned to drugs, and in 95 I found myself heading to prison for 7 3/4 years. In prison, I met and fell deeply in love with Jesus Christ, and I've been out almost 12 years and speaking across the country at churches and youth rallies and events and counseling kids and all sorts of cool stuff. They're in the process of writing a movie about my life right now. I was a featured story on the 700 Club in May that showed all over the world, and just moving forward and trying to help these young people get a better grasp on life and reality.
We've got Bob Cahoon joining us today. He's a nationally known faith-based motivational speaker. LiveGodNow.org. That's LiveGodNow.org. In this first segment of BGE Radio, we just kind of want to give you a look at our guest. He is a faith-based singer, songwriter, speaker, motivational speaker, four-year speaker, Youth Encounter, and featured on the 700 Club. Now, you were talking a little bit there about your singing background and your music background. How did you get interested in music, and how did you make it to the point that you made it, my friend?
Well, I started, my mom was a singer. She sang a little opera, and she had a great career at it. So I started at a young age. I think I was 5 or 6 years old when I sang on the SS United States ocean liner. And from that point on, it was my gift. I was good at sports, but I was size challenged for football and basketball, so I did a lot of singing in high school, all the talent shows and all the theater. When I moved to Florida, I was doing theater for Brevard County College, Brevard Community College, when some guys from a local rock and roll band saw me. I was playing the lead role in Hair, and asked me to come out and sit in with their band one night, and the rest is history. I got addicted to rock and roll and started playing all over Florida and up and down the East Coast, Atlanta. Won a battle of the bands in Atlanta like in 82 or 83. And CBS Records, Richie Cordell and Glenn Coughlin. Richie Cordell wrote Money Money for the Shandells. Glenn Coughlin produced in Santana, the Rolling Stones, Pearl Jam, Joan Jett. They took a liking to us, mastered and produced our demo for CBS Records, and we were ready to sign on the dotted line when it all fell apart due to drugs and irresponsibility.
Now, what led you down that path?
You know, I stayed away from drugs until, you know, the story goes, I was just kind of a loner. All my friends became star athletes, and when I hit high school, you know, that clique had formed where all the athletes, the cheerleaders, the rich kids, the popular kids all hung out, and I found myself just doing my own thing. Grew up in a church-based home. I was a member of Fellowship for Christian Athletes in high school. When I went from 11th to 12th grade, you know, it's like I grew fins and became a superstar swimmer, and all of a sudden I was part of the clique. I went to my first, you know, party in 12th grade, and I walked out to get a breath of fresh air, and there was our star swimmer and one of our star basketball players, and they turned and said, "Calhoun, you want a hit?" And I grabbed that joint and took my first hit off of marijuana, and just the roller coaster of the snowball ride just became larger and larger. You know, it was the 80s. I was a lead singer in a rock and roll band that was chasing a record deal, opening up for all these big groups, and people just want to feed you drugs. They want to be part of the crowd, and, you know, it was all about drugs, sex, and rock and roll, and I dove in hard.
We've got Bob Cahoon with us today here on the broadcast, livegodnow.org, livegodnow.org. And Bob's with us today. He's a nationally known faith-based motivational speaker. Tell us about how you made the comeback to be able to do what you're doing now from that downfall.
Well, in 1995, I got picked up as a passenger in a stolen car and found out that the drug task force in Arizona had been following me for a couple of years. And we were selling 10 to 20 pounds of meth a week. We weren't fooling around, and they hit me hard. They classified me as a danger to society, and I got to the point where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I hit my rock bottom. The goal is to try and never hit rock bottom, to find your way before then, but I hit rock bottom, and I was sitting in prison, and I met a man doing life for murder who had so much joy. I wanted to figure this out, so I introduced myself, and he shared the love of God with me, and I never looked back. I've been, like I said, I've been out 12 years. I've talked to over 80,000 kids across the country, and I got with an organization called Youth Encounter for 4 years, and I've been doing this about 11 and a half, 12 years now.
Now, tell us about your speaking engagements and what you do around the country and around the world when you go out and you speak.
My goal is to share with these young people about the peer pressures of high school and how drugs, you know, drugs can enter your life. You can't tell me I've never done it. I've done it all. You know, I was the star athlete. I was the loner. I was the rock and roll singer, and I was heavily in the crime world. So God has blessed me with the ability to go and to sing to these kids, and they grasp the aspect of, yeah, he can sing. I'm still doing Christian rock and roll, and then to share the story of what it meant to be a star athlete and to be in the clique, or to start out as that loner kid who was by themselves, and I can relate. I'm a very relatable person with these young people, as well as, you know, adults have heard my story. You know, drugs has no age boundary to it. It affects us all. And I just am a very passionate, devoted person for God first and foremost, but also against the drugs. Marijuana is a gateway drug, and I don't care. I'll debate with the best of them because I've been there and done that, and it leads to other things and worse things and puts you in a world that most people aren't ready for. I've been left for dead a couple of occasions. I've OD'd a couple times. I've fired my guns in attempt in shootouts to defend myself by the grace of God. I never murdered anybody. So, I have this deep passion to help save the world. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you can't save the world, but if we don't try, we're never going to accomplish anything. If I can save one soul from the heartache of prison and the life that I live, then I've done a good service for God.
Bob Cahoon with us today here on the broadcast, nationally known faith-based motivational speaker. LiveGodNow.org is his official website. That's LiveGodNow.org. And Bob is with us today talking about his amazing background. We're going to get into the topic here in a few moments. He's a faith-based singer, songwriter, and speaker. He's also a motivational speaker. Talk to me about the motivational speaking. What do you do with your motivational speaking around the country?
Well, I encourage these kids to take the focus off what people think about them, what peer pressure sees them as. Human beings are naturally addictive people. We're addicted to TV, we're addicted to shopping, we're addicting to this, we're addicting to that. My goal is to to help motivate kids to become addicted to something positive. You know, for me, it's God. God's the most positive aspect of my life. I like to get kids motivated and addicted to working out and to being healthy, to living healthy. I went from a drug addict who shot up meth and cocaine for 3.5 years to a workout and health food fanatic. I love to eat healthy. I love to work out. I just love the energy that it gives me. And if we can energize these kids to become motivated in doing, then they'll get off the couch and, you know, life's going to pass by if you're stuck sitting on the couch playing a video game.
We've got Bob Calhoun with us today here on the broadcast. He's a nationally known faith-based motivational speaker, and he's with us today from his website, livegodnow.org. That's livegodnow.org. And he's with us today talking about his incredible background and also how he got interested in doing all the various things that he's doing now as a nationally known faith-based motivational speaker. Now tell me about the 4-year speakership with Youth Encounter.
I joined an organization called Youth Encounter, and what they do is they set up youth rallies all across the country through the fall and winter and early springtime. And they get about 1,000 or more kids in for a weekend, and all these kids have to go to what's called treks, speaking sessions, one-hour sessions. And I would do 3 or 4 a day, and the kids would come in and listen to, you know, there were different ones through the weekend, and they'd come in and listen to my story about my past and where I'm at today. It was a lot of fun, but as you know, as everything goes, finances become tough for organizations, and they downsized a lot. And now I do a lot of traveling and motivational speaking and faith-based speaking on my own now.
It is a tremendous organization. It is livegodnow.org, livegodnow.org. We've got Bob Calhoun with us today here on the broadcast. Let's get into the topic here, teen pregnancy being glorified. Among developed countries, the United States has the highest rate of teen pregnancy. Many claim that this is due to society's glamorization of teens with a baby bump. Bob Calhoun, the Christian faith speaker, will discuss with us here in a few moments teen pregnancy and what can be done to lower its chances. Tell us a little bit about this. Teen pregnancy is being glorified, Bob. Why is it becoming so prominent? Give me your thoughts on this topic.
You know, anymore in this country, it seems like you can do anything wrong, any sin, and get a reality show, and now teen pregnancy is a reality show, teen moms. And, you know, they do show a lot of the heartaches of it. I get that, but there's an epidemic going across the country where teens are getting pregnant because it's the thing to do. I had a gal that lived across the street from my house years ago whose friends, two of her friends got pregnant in high school, and she wanted to be part of that, so she went out and got pregnant. And there's just, we've lost the moral values and the standards of what it takes to grow up and to be a mature adult. It's a free-for-all out there anymore. Fatherless kids, fatherless young men having their way with these women, doing things they shouldn't do. And, you know, for me, it's basically a faith-based issue. Kids aren't being taught the Bible anymore, so there is no relationship value with Jesus Christ. We're in a religion, not a relationship. And it's only in that relationship that you'll discover the value of who you really are and how to live morally.
We've got a great guest with us today. Bob Calhoun joins us. LiveGodNow.org, teen pregnancy being glorified, is the topic. Are shows like Teen Mom the cause of increased pregnancy rate among teens?
You know, we could say yes. Someone could debate no. It's just a reality show. It does show the struggles. I think the for me, I think, yes, I've watched it, and I see the glamorization of these kids getting a TV show because of something they should have never have gotten involved in. They should have never become a teen mom. I think it stems from teaching the morals to our kids. You know, parents, you know, you've got double income families, both parents are working, and they're relying on the school to raise their children, or you have single parents, families, and there again, you're relying on the school to raise your kids. It does take a village, it does take a surrounding of people to raise your kids morally, and, you know, for me, I'm a single dad, I'm raising an 8-year-old daughter on my own, and we live and breathe in church. We surround ourselves with great Christian moral people, and we stay focused on the values that the Bible teaches.
We've got Bob Calhoun with us today here on the broadcast, livegodnow.org. LIBEGODNOW.ORG, Bob Calhoun, our guest today. Teen Pregnancy Being Glorified, nationally known faith-based motivational speaker Bob Calhoun is with us. Has a society glamorized teen pregnancy, and how do we get away from this?
It has. It's almost gotten to the point where they think they can't do anything to stop it, so now they're glamorizing it and making it a lot worse. We need to get back and teach the values of going to high school and going to college and getting the career and getting married and then starting a family. We are lost out of control with young kids having babies is what I call it. And you know, for lack of upsetting anybody, then it becomes the burden of the state and the federal government to raise these kids on food stamps and welfare, and you know, it's just out of control. And if we don't get control of it, it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
We've got Bob Calhoun joining us today, nationally known faith-based motivational speaker. As we wrap up here, what is the best way to combat this, Bob?
Well, for me, since I am a faith-based, born-again, in-love-with-God believer, I say get these kids back on the biblical principles of life. Get them into the good Christian moral values of what the Bible teaches. And if you don't want to go that route, teach them morals anyway. Kids need to graduate. They need to get into college. They need to get to a career. Then they need to get married. And then they need to talk about having a family. We have way too many fatherless kids, way too many kids and families on welfare. And it's not going to get any better unless we take a hold and help get back to the way it used to be, the moral principles.
Well, Bob, thanks for joining us today. It's an incredible segment here. Thanks for being on BGE Radio. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much. You have a blessed day, sir.
Definitely. We'll talk soon, Bob. Appreciate it. Bob Calhoun with us today here on the broadcast, livegodnow.org is his official website. Check us out on BGE Radio each and every weekend. Build, Grow, and Enjoy out of Atlanta. Check us out next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.